USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll in the south from a strong storm system that's now affecting the northeast is up to 8, and the storm is now threatening at least a half dozen states, including Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. Heavy rain and winds up to 70 miles an hour are likely.
This has meant so much to me and my family, this tournament. To have everyone here.
Tiger Woods on the importance of his family being there when he won the 2019 Masters Tournament at Augusta National in Georgia yesterday, his first Masters win since 2005. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is officially running for president in 2020, the 37-year-old Democratic mayor making the announcement yesterday in South Bend. He's hoping to become the first openly gay, as well as the youngest U.S. president ever. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
So far, 19 Democrats have launched a run for the White House in the 2020 election. In Dublin, California.
Backed by my neighbors who have always been in my corner to declare my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
Representative Eric Swalwell made his announcement before a hometown crowd, calling for a ban on military-style semi-automatic weapons, while saying you can keep your pistols, long rifles, and shotguns, but he said he wanted to ban the most dangerous weapons of war. In South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg officially kicked off his campaign for the Democratic nomination, taking a swing at President Trump's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again.
The problem is that they're telling us to look for greatness in all the wrong places. Because if there is one thing that the city of South Bend has shown, it's that there is no such thing as an honest politics that revolves around the word again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The man accused of a horrific attack on a child at a Minnesota mall talks about his motive. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A criminal complaint says the man accused of throwing a 5-year-old boy off a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America told police he went to that mall near Minneapolis looking for someone to kill. Emmanuel Aranda was charged Monday morning with attempted premeditated first-degree murder for the attack on Friday that left the child fighting for his life. The complaint filed in Hennepin County says the child and his mother were standing outside a restaurant when Aranda came close to them, then just picked up the child and threw him over the balcony. The complaint says Aranda told cops he'd been coming to the mall for years looking to talk to women, but after being rejected repeatedly, it caused him to lash out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Charges have been dropped against a Maryland woman who's accused of assaulting White House advisor Kellyanne Conway. Prosecutors have asked a judge to dismiss the charges against the woman who was charged with second-degree assault and disorderly conduct following a confrontation last October in Maryland. Conway told police she was attending a birthday party with her teenage daughter when someone grabbed her shoulders from behind and started shaking her. Conway said the woman yelled at her for around 10 minutes before being escorted out. The woman sent Conway a letter apologizing for the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.